It gives me a snarl.
It gives you the snarl, right?
3:06 to go here in this first half. Loggers leading 38-6. It's a first and 20 coming up for Hurley from the shotgun. Looking like they're going to pass. They're going to spread things out nonetheless. And false start again. It's going to be moving back 5 more yards. It's going to be a second down and 25 coming up.
False start.
Hurley not making it any easier here. And at what point do they do the 35-point clock run? Has that got to be in the second half?
Yeah. You got to get to 35 first, though.
Oh, yeah, we're not 35 yet. We're 32.
32.
Hey, I learned my math in Prentice.
It shows.
All right, here we go. Hurley, first down and 25 coming up. They're back to pass. Throw this one over. Right side. Trying to get it open and making a nice pass and play. McCoy. Or was that Seidenbender? Kyle Seidenbender, big boy tackle. He's got a broken thumb or something, too, and he's out there playing. And he's been playing well here, blocking tonight. Kyle really having the best game I've seen him play here all year.
Brings up a second down and 12.
We got popcorn to share, it looks like, huh? Like a movie date. All right. Second and 12. For Hurley coming up here. 2:28 to go here. And this one's going to hit the ground, a fumble. He's going to fall on it, but that's going to bring him back all the way into their own territory, about the 45-yard line again. It's going to be a third down and a lot coming up here.
Third and 20, huh?
Yeah, looks like about a third and 20 coming up.
Loss of about 7.
Loss of 7 on that play.
Brings up third and 18.
They say third and 18. Looks like third and 20. And Hurley. A lot of penalties on this drive here for Hurley. Biting himself. I'll give that popcorn a... I'm going to give it a 7, Nate. I think you're being harsh here. Being harsh on Hurley. Minute 40 to go from the shotgun. And a holding right there. They got to have called that. They didn't. The completion was good. Literally, we're dragging Aaron to the ground, but no call on that one. It's going to be Hurley ball off of the pass and catch. I was too busy watching. Miss holding call. They can't throw the flag all game though. Here, got to give Hurley one there. Minute 19 to go. Fourth down and about 3 coming up. Clock is ticking. You know Hurley's got some timeouts. They can get a first down on this play. The chains will move. The clock will stop. They can save a couple of them. I think they've got 2 left. And they're going to run this from the shotgun. And they're spread out. Looking to pass. Got some pressure. Get it over the top. I think he caught it out of bounds, didn't he?
Ain't it on the reception.
Oh, it was good. The reception's good. Pickup of... They pick up a first down on that one?
No.
Short by a yard.
It looks like they are short.
Short by a yard.
They are short. Short on that play, on that fourth down play there. A big tackle. Who made the tackle on that play over there? Ran him out of bounds. I don't know. But it's going to be a turnover on downs here. The Loggers are going to have the ball. With 50 seconds to go, it's 38-6.
First down from their own 35.
From their own 35-yard line, from the Loggers' 35, here's J.J. in the backfield with the Lasky. He's going to keep it and looking to pass, and he sees Vernick there. A nice pass to Vernick, makes the catch, moves the chain. J.J. did a nice job on that pass, not lobbing it, forcing it in there. Vernick sealed his guy off well. Them boys have been doing that for a few years. It showed right there. I remember Ben coming into the fields as kids, playing Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers in air. They were looking like it there. And here we go. Here's J.J. He's going to go left side, following his blockers, trying to get to the sideline. Gets to the sideline, smartly runs out of bounds after a pickup of maybe 7. Stops the clock, 32 seconds to go, 38-6. Loggers leading, looking to get a little bit more on the board.
A gain of 8. Off the play. Brings up a second down.
Second 2 coming up, a pickup of 8. It seemed like a nice, peaceful run, just kind of following his blockers there, going out of bounds. JJ doing a good job understanding the situation here. And he's going to keep it again left side and up the sidelines he goes. One guy to be throws him out of bounds. I did see a flag on the play. Going to be a holding.
On the loggers.
I'm sure on the loggers. Going to move the loggers back. Didn't see one there. Nice run up the left side, but going to bring the loggers back. Loggers have been pretty clean here tonight. Twenty-six seconds to go, 38-6. Loggers leading. They're looking to add.
Holding against Phillips.
Holding against Phillips. Maybe one of the first ones. I see Norson Rodriguez up there taking some photos. Nice of Norson to do that for some of his pals playing here for the Loggers. 26 seconds to go. Loggers move back, brings up a. They don't get a second and two. Short yardage to go here because the holding was way down the field. Vetter, he's going to keep it right side. Nice block by J.J. A punt. Vetter going down the field. Picks up the first down.
Vetter on the carry.
Good lead blocking here tonight. Has been making it easy for the backs. Backs just being able to run their lanes. And the Loggers holding their blocks. Not just blocking, holding their blocks. Nice job by J.J. up this right side. 19 seconds to go in this second quarter. The Loggers, where are they at, Nate? Looks like about the 25-yard line, if I got that right.
Yeah, I'd say so.
First and 10.
24.
For the Loggers, Dulaski split wide left. J.J. going to counter it to Vetter. This side, Wade makes a move up the middle. He goes, one guy to beat. He's got him by the ankles. Vetter tackled. 18 seconds to go. Loggers, I believe, are going to call a timeout. And see what they're saying here. The official's talking to Coach Precor. Timeout here. Is that a timeout? Okay, we do have a timeout, so 15 seconds to go. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here coming out of this timeout in Hurley, Wisconsin, hometown of Hurley's sweetheart, Jeremiah Wallace. And he was a no-show to the game here tonight, but Loggers looking to score one more time before the half. It's 38-6. Loggers leading 12 seconds. Why did they just move it down to 12? Don't make no sense. All right, they're going to take a few seconds off. That's kind of odd. All right, anyways, nonetheless, Loggers with the ball. J.J., he's going to keep it right side, following his blockers, finds the hole into the end zone. Touchdown, J.J., third touchdown of the game on the ground. Makes it 44-6. 7 seconds to go.
Now you got your 35 points.
Two-point conversion coming up. And there you go, Nate. Now we got our 35 points. Well, now we get a running clock with 7 seconds to go. That's amazing. All right, Loggers for the two-point conversion. Got Dulaski to J.J.'s right. He's going to keep it. He's going to hand it to Dulaski up the middle. He goes, Dulaski, doing Aaron Dulaski things. He got in there.
Point conversion.
Aaron Dulaski willed his way into the end zone. The senior with the broken hand wanted to touch the ball, get into the end zone. He was stopped, and he pushed his way into there. Aaron Dulaski doing only what Aaron can do. We're going to stay right here because we're going to be going to halftime. Shortly coming up here, 7 seconds to go. It's 46-6 Loggers with the 40-point lead here. JJ with three touchdowns on the ground, one in the air.
Yep.
I told him he needed eight to not have to go to work tomorrow.
I told him four.
You told him four? You're not his boss. Loggers are going to be set to kick off.
And then right after
from south to north. I think is how this field's positioned.
Or east to west.
Or east to west. Not a fireman like Dave Bishka. Dave says he don't know either. He's spun around. All right, Loggers going to kick off. Caden Borgen, the fabulous freshman. Caden's dad's birthday today. 29 again, Mike? Ish, right around there. All right, here we go. And a big high pooch kick. This goes out of bounds. Had the weird spin. I wonder what that flag was.
Out of bounds.
Oh, it's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Cold must be kicking in.
Yeah, the cold's kicking in. It did get cold. I told you it was going to get cold here tonight.
You're right.
Nate came in here with a T-shirt. We had to borrow him a sweatshirt on the way here. He's like, nah, it's going to be nice. Forgot that sun goes down, huh, Nate?
It did.
I think we had them warm burgers and hot cocoa. They got hot cocoa here? It's warm cocoa. Warm cocoa and
illegal kick.
A 5-grade on the popcorn.
We'll have to kick again.
It got better towards the bottom.
The popcorn did, yeah. Well, my handful wasn't bad. I don't, Nate, you're kind of rough on the popcorn.
You eat as much popcorn as I do.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Who's the best popcorn of the year? Was it Rib Lake? No, it's Phillips. I think it is Phillips.
It is Phillips.
Phillips has the best concessions.
They do.
Where was that last year where they had the homemade brats, though? Maybe you didn't go with. It was a football game somewhere we were. Somewhere up north. Either way, we can send the girls back for one more round here in a little bit. All right, 7 seconds to go. Caden Borgen, he's going to re-kick. He does a little pooch kick. He's got to wait to go 10 yards. And he fell on it just early, right?
Yeah, it didn't go to 10 yards.
Flag on the play.
Man, flag on the play. It didn't go to 10 yards.
Borgen,
I would imagine Hurley will just keep it right there.
Did not go the full 10 yards. Four touch by Phillips.
And now Hurley's got more decisions to make. I think they just take it from right there, and let's get into the half.
Yeah, right.
And we'll see what they're going to do. Hey, the M&Ms are good, Nate. I got to give M&Ms a 10 out of 10.
Hard to mess up M&Ms.
I don't know. Look at the color on that one. 7 seconds to go, and there's a hole in the bag. Hurley, it looks like they're going to take the ball where they could right there. Maybe they're going to go for one final hurrah. Maybe a Hail Mary coming up here. Hail Mary.
Why wouldn't you?
Let's do the Hail Mary. Got three receivers to the right.
And
they're going to call a timeout. Hey, we're going to get a play. They want to see what the Loggers were going to do. And timeout to Hurley. With that, hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here in Hurley, Wisconsin. Home of Jeremiah Wallace. He's watching online here tonight. Jeremiah, on the radio, I should say. He's listening. Tuned in on the radio. 7 seconds to go here. It's 46-6. Hurley with the ball. And 7 seconds to go. We're going to get a Hail Mary. We're going to get a trick play. It looks like a trick play coming up.
Up here, Wayne. Coming to you.
We'll see what they do here. Hurley backs up. A lot of pressure from the Loggers, and they can't get it off. Nice job from the Loggers. The defensive line got in there, and that's going to end the half on the incompletion. Halftime score here, 46-6. Phillips Loggers. Hey, Nate, we might get out of here early and going to have a running clock in this second half. We are going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. For a 5-minute timeout, we're going to come back. We're going to give you the halftime show.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Think D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle performing like a pro all season long. Like a great team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change pricing, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the sixth free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Plus, 24-hour towing and on-off-road roadside recovery keeps you in the game wherever you go.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff. Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Medford Motors is your one-stop shop for all your vehicle needs, offering sales, service, and accessories for cars and trucks, e-bikes, e-scooters, and golf carts. Also offering mobile service, where we come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way, offering the most convenient ways to service all of your vehicles. Go online to medfordmotors.com to see our full selection, or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details. Medford Motors, your locally and family-owned Ford dealership since 1947.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haakkinen along with Nathan Podewaltz here in Hurley, Wisconsin. It's the Forward Bank halftime show here, and a lot to talk about in this first half here, Nate. There's about 12 minutes to go in the half. I think they give them a little warm-up after that, too. Yeah, they always trick us with that one. But it's 46-6. Loggers leading, a big 40-point lead here from the Loggers. And the story of the game is just the all-around game, team effort, absolutely everybody. You know, J.J. and Wade getting the credit with some of these touchdowns and whatnot, but it's been Derek Fishka following a lead from Kyle Seidenbender. It's been following a lead block from Aaron Dulaski. It's been the offensive line, McCoy Dulaski, Callan Chuzzles. Callan just doing Callan Chuzzles things, and the Logger is just creeping away at this, but the speed of J.J., the speed of Wade Vetter, and some of the skill positions, just a little bit too much for this Hurley defense to handle. J.J. got three rushing touchdowns on the ground, one passing touchdown. He's got two, three completions to Vernick. Ben's got a few catches. Ben's got the receiving touchdown.
Wade's got two rushing touchdowns.
Wade's got two rushing touchdowns. Caden Borgen getting into the game there, too, and throwing the two-point conversion, getting a view of the future over
Calhoun
here.
Had the interception.
Trace Calhoun with the interception early on. That's right. And that was a big play on a fourth down. Got the interception, the defensive lineman. Trace Calhoun, a really good athlete. And the offense was doing their thing, holding this Hurley team to 6 points. They really stuffed them all game long except for that one drive where there was one big play that got them in to the end zone, in for the touchdown. But they were limiting the big play ability that Hurley does have. Hurley broke out the passing game a little bit, able to see that, and Loggers did a nice job getting one interception, a couple passes defended, and the Loggers doing a good job on defense. And that was all a test at the line. Kyle Seidenbender at the line of scrimmage, especially on offense. Kyle's been a lead blocker, pulling from that guard position. Looked like an old Packers play formation of that, you know, the Loggers running. Kyle Seidenbender and the Loggers following behind that. But on the defensive side as well, seeing Kyle make some big one-on-one tackles, just making plays like a senior, seeing that. And you can see the Loggers have that that vibe, that it's the last game of the season. You know, Aaron Dulaski, you know, with the broken hand, not how he wanted to end things at all, but he's got the broken hand. He's all wrapped up. He did get one carry for that two-point conversion, but he's been an absolute monster all season long. And Aaron Dulaski, what I've watched over the last, 10 years being here, Aaron Dulaski, one of the best running backs to ever come through here. It's unfortunate, that his
he's a freak,
exactly. But even on that two-point conversion that he had down there, he was stood up and he just drove through. And we've seen that all season long. Guys, just drapes onto him, and he's just chugging through. His legs don't stop. And Aaron Dulaski, he's wishing things were a little bit different, but he's playing his heart out there, making blocks, doing what he's got to do for the team. Cooper Mikulski, he's here coming in clutch like he does, bringing us a hamburger and some hot cocoa. Hey, Cooper, is it hot cocoa or is it warm cocoa? It's the hottest they got. Appreciate you, Cooper. All right, so snack time, the Schwamigan boys over here came and brought us some hot cocoa. Was hot cocoa? Or is it?
It's warm cocoa.
Hey, we're going to call it warm enough cocoa. It's doing the job here. It feels cold here tonight. Nice having something to snack on here. But, yeah, the temperature's dropped out here. And I talked about that a little bit with JJ and the boys. We haven't played a cold game all season long. This is the first one where it's going to get cold. And, that's something that, they need to, they're on the field the whole time. So they're not, but they got to stay warm when they do come off. And something we said is, halftime is going to be that time where you're going to be stopped. All of a sudden, you're going to get really cold
here. Probably all sweated up.
So we're going to see how the Loggers handle that coming out of halftime over here. Big show here today. Cheerleader. I couldn't believe all the cheerleaders here in Hurley. They come out and did a dance, did a little kids performance. Nice to see here. But
yep.
Second half coming up here, Nate, the Loggers up by 40. I'd love to see them go get 100 points. They're not going to. It'll be a different style of game here, being that it's not close. We're probably going to see some of the younger guys get in here a little bit, but going to have a running clock, and we're going to be able to get out of here early. The dads are going to hang out afterwards, I guess. Going to be dad night out here up in Hurley. Still up for conversation, I guess, but that's the end of the Forward Bank Pulse Scare halftime show. There's about 6 minutes, 50 seconds to go here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. We're going to send it back for about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll be back here, and we'll wrap up this halftime show.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Think D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls just as oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle performing like a pro all season long. Like a great team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change pricing, and rewards. Buy 5 oil changes, get the 6 free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Plus, 24-hour towing and on-off-road roadside recovery keeps you in the game wherever you go.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. October is Car Care Month. Since the cold weather is upon us, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is ready for the season. Right now, get a complimentary vehicle inspection with every mobile service visit. We will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle and make sure it's ready for winter. Go online to medfordmotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here in Hurley, Wisconsin. Got a few minutes left here. The players just warming up here and back onto the field. Hurley not onto the field yet. Oh, they're huddled up over there. Hey, a long half here. We're going to see how they come out of this. You want to hope for no injuries. They cool down a little bit. It really got cold here right now. I mean, it's got to be pushing mid-40s or something, low 40s. Not a meteorologist here, but we're up here in Hurley. A little colder further north you go. And want everyone to be safe here. Been no injuries. A lot of flags, a lot of penalties. Loggers, the stars of this first half, leading 46-6. And it's been all loggers here on the offensive side, the defensive side, holding Hurley to some limited big play opportunities. They were able to get a few of them here tonight. You know, one of the guys, Charlie Hannon.
Yeah, number 21.
Yeah, he's got some big-time ability, a fast, quick kid. We said he looks like Eric Metcalf, the old 80s Browns team. The uniforms of them look like the old Browns.
He's got the only touchdown for the North Stars.
Yeah, he's been doing a nice job, along with Jack Rowe, a big quarterback, running back type of a player who he's been doing really well as well. The Loggers have been able to run the ball effectively behind Kyle Seidenbender a lot and behind Derek Pishka, McCoy Delasky, Callan Chuzzles. And it's been, you know, J.J. getting the yardage here tonight. He's got three touchdowns, probably 150 yards rushing.
Easily.
Yeah, and along with Wade Vetter with the two big touchdowns, the Loggers, Coach Precourt, give him credit on the touchdown passes, though. You knew that those were going to be there because he's running it so heavily, so heavily. And both of those passes, Ben was open out deep, had made one move, able to get into the end zone. But Coach Precourt, as always, doing a nice a job with the play calling selection here. Going to have a running clock in this second half coming up here, and the Loggers with the 40-point lead, so it'll be a running clock in this second half. Loggers are going to
kick off,
I believe. I think they have the opening kick, so they're going to want to get in it. And here we got BJ's recruiter there. He's a coach for the Hurley North Stars. You remember the Micronesian sensation from last year. He just went off to the Army, and his Army recruiter is a coach here for the Hurley North Stars. He came over and chatted with us for a little bit, and good to see him over here. That's J.J. Aspinwall. Jeff, easy name to remember. And looks like it's first or second half is going to be underway here in just a moment. And Fall Fest is tomorrow, and the rib cook-off, so a lot going on in town. Fall Fest in town down at the park. I seen them setting up, going to have carnival rides, all kinds of stuff. The rib cook-off going on, so a lot going on in Phillips. Good call. I forget about that, Katie. And hope to see everyone down there. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend for that. Sunny, mid-60s, going to be perfect for all the activities downtown. Winning numbers here. Oh, they had a 50-50 drawing. Did we buy any tickets?
I don't think we did.
We spent our money on burgers and popcorn. And I think the Loggers are going to be kicking off, like we said, coming up here. They're both going to get onto the field. Breast Cancer Awareness Month here. We're seeing pink flags thrown by the officials, some
pink gloves,
pink socks. Seeing some of the players wearing over here. And game going to get underway here. In just a moment, the lights are on. We said it's a beautiful atmosphere over here in Hurley, and we're not talking about the fans over here, the lights, the stands, and you look to your left and you've got 20 kids playing basketball on the courts over there, kids playing sports all around us over here.
It's a nice setup.
It really is. You really love to see it. Hurley, this is one of the nicer places that we've been to play. What is this, Memorial Park or something like that? What about Dairy Queen? Right across from Jeremiah Wallace. He's over in Stevens Point right now. Oops. Hurley, sweetheart.
We're back
here. Here we go. And here is the kickoff. And Hurley's going to receive it. The Loggers kicked it deep. They normally don't do that. And a nice tackle. Trace Calhoun with the tackle. And we're going to take a little sip of this warm chocolate we got.
Jamal Christian on the tackle also.
Good job by Jamal. Here's the Loggers defense onto the field. Trying to stay warm, bouncing around a little bit. You know those first hits coming out of a halftime, they've got to hurt a little bit more. So it's going to be first and 10 for Hurley from their own 35-yard line.
Ooh.
And from the shotgun, he's got a back to each side of him. Here it is. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to go up that left side, tackled immediately. And who's going to pop up? I see Callan Shuzzles. There's another one, though. Might have been Delasky. Callan Shuzzles. Do Callan Shuzzles things. Mom and Dad proud over there. Phillips travels nicely, as always. You've got Schwamigan fans over here today. Norson and Cooper and Colin over there, along with Shea Denzin. Yeah, they brought us the hot cocoa. It was good. It was good. Good job, Jared Heckendorf.
Could use another one.
And here we go. It's going to be second down coming up. Second 11 coming up. It's going to be handoff up the middle. It goes in. A nice move. And into the open. And almost tackled. Who got Ben Vernick? Gets a hand on him. Ben's got strong hands. Wrapped him up a little bit. J.J. was there to help stop him. But that one almost going the distance. You're seeing the speed there. On that left side, from that running back, Charlie Hannon. He was able to get the first down, gets it all the way up to about the 43-yard line. 10 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Phillips.
And he gets through that open line. He's a tough one. Ben Vernick did a great job stopping a touchdown. Same setup from, they're going to come handoff up the middle. They're going to give it to Hannon again, following his blockers. And he's tackled, pushed back. Not much of a gain. Looks like he maybe picks up three. Seidenbender on the stop. He's been special here tonight. We're going to have to go down onto the field after the game to get the postgame.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Well, we're going to take all the equipment. We're going to go right onto the field after the game, talk to Coach Precourt.
Second down and six.
If we can't get him to come to us,
we'll go to him.
We'll go to him. That's how it works. And here we go. Hurley, second and six coming up here from the 40-yard line of the Loggers from the shotgun. And it's going to be back to pass. They're going to throw this one into the flats. It's caught. First down and a couple more. And thrown out of bounds, Ben Vernig and McCoy Delasky on the tackle. Another first down for the Hurley North Stars. 8 minutes, 45 seconds to go. Loggers with a comfortable 46-6 lead. And with a running clock here, it's going to be tough for Hurley to get back into this game.
We got a malfunction on Aaron's equipment of some sort.
Is that Aaron on off of the field here? Okay, they're going to send him back on to the field. They were checking things out here. 8:40 to go and counting. Hurley up to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from their own 30-yard line. From the Loggers 30-yard line. It's going to be handoff up the middle. And that's been working well here. And there's Kyle Seidenbender. You're seeing some fire from Kyle all night long here. He's playing a little bit heavy here tonight. And playing strong. He grabbed a hold of him and threw him down hard. And I think that was Xander Moore out on the field here getting a possession. So coach is getting some of these younger guys out onto the field. I see Mark Hoagland out there playing right now. We've seen a little bit of time from Mark. And it's going to be a third down and our second and six coming up from the 25. And from the shotgun, it's going to be hand up the middle to Hannon. And he picks up a few. Probably going to be a third and short coming up, I'm thinking here. And Hannon had some nice carries here tonight. Got to be pushing 100 yards. Got the one touchdown. Third and one it's going to be. Loggers. Opportunity here to make a big play. Delasky, Calhoun, Chuzzles. Up on that line. Goal line stance here. But not on the goal line. There was a penalty. Loggers jumped.
Leg on the play.
I think it's going to be. Yeah. See, Callum Chuzzles jumped on that one. And it's going to bring up a first down. 5-yard penalty. Going to bring it up to about the 20-yard line. So Hurley with a nice drive. But a lot of time coming off the clock already, down to 7 minutes. Right now, you're not going to see a matching point total from that first half. The Loggers with a special first half, 46-6. And here's the handoff to Hurley. Going to follow the bleed or the follow the blocker on that left side and making the smart play. He just jumped down to the ground instead of getting tackled by four Loggers. Probably a loss of a few on that play. Going to bring up about a second 12. Ball all the way down to the 15-yard line. Is that where they're at? Looks like the 15, 16-yard line. And Hurley in the huddle with the running clock here. Clock ticking down. Almost 6 minutes to go in this first half.
Second half.
Third quarter. This quarter halfway through already. And here's a run from Heenan on this left side, and he's chugging through. Nice run from Heenan. I'm certain he picked up the first down.
If not, he's close.
We'll see where they spot it. And no word here yet that they're spotting. Hard, bad angle for us to see where they're at.
About 2 yards short.
Yeah, about 2 yards short. So third down and about two coming up. And they're inside the 10-yard line. Are they down to the 8-yard line, Nate?
They're
down to the 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Here we go. Third and one. Handoff up the middle. And wrapped up, I'm pretty sure he gets the first down. He does. And he's going to be down inside the five.
Gain of two
gets him in there. Looked like more than a two-yard gain.
Yeah.
So it's going to be first down and goal from the three-yard line. And Hurley looking nice on this opening drive. We knew this opening drive was going to be the tough one while these boys get warmed up. It's a cold half.
Yeah.
And you go from sweating like they were and just stop for 15 minutes. 4:42 to go here. Third quarter. Loggers yet to touch the ball and run it up right side, and I think he's going to get in. No. No, he's down on the ground. No call. Going to bring up a second down. About a second. See if they gave us. I think they're real close here. I think it's a second one.
Yep.
Yeah, second down and one coming up here for the North Stars.
Ball's at the one-yard line.
Second goal for Hurley.
Second goal. Second goal, I should have said, right, Nate?
Yep, you should have.
I should have. Second goal coming up, 4 minutes to go, so 8 minutes coming off this clock already.
I like that.
I like that. And here it is, going to be handoff up the middle. It goes, and he's stopped again. Who's on top of that one? Let's see a number here. I see Delasky there.
Delasky, yeah.
Who's going to get off the ground for the Loggers? That's who was on top of him. No, I don't see. Either way, McCoy Delasky out there. We're going to give that one just a gang tackle from the defensive line.
Third and goal from about the five.
Third and goal here from the five. Loggers looking sharp on this drive.
Yeah, lost 3 yards on that one.
And here we go. Two backs in the backfield. It's going to be a hand on. No, a fumble on the ground. And they have to dive on it. It's going to be a loss of yards. They were all the way down to about the one-yard line. Now it's going to be about a fourth and goal from the 10.
Going the wrong way.
About three.
3 minutes to go here in this third quarter with a running clock.
Really goes quick.
It really goes quick. So nice that the Loggers got that 35-point lead at the end of the half. Still, we haven't touched the ball yet, have we?
Nope, yeah.
Keep that clock rolling. 2:39 here to go. Loggers get a stop here on fourth down. And a patient run, but coming in hard. And I think that was a Kyle Seidenberger tackle right there. Who's in front of the McCoy Delasky on the ground, but Kyle coming in harder than we've seen all year. Nice tackle. It's going to be a change of possession here. It's going to be first down for the Loggers. A beautiful goal line stance there from the Loggers. It's going to be their football going the other direction. 2 minutes to go, and most importantly, Nate, that clock keeps ticking.
Yep.
Because my toes are getting cold over here.
My toes are cold, too.
All right, under 2 minutes. Here's JJ in the backfield by himself. Good handoff to Delasky. That's what we like to see. Delasky wrapped up on this left side, but, hey, he gets a carry there. Aaron. Yeah, he wants the ball again.
Yeah. He wants it every time.
He does. Aaron. Coach being safe with him here. Maybe he says, we're going to give him a shot.
Ball carrier.
Gain of one there. It's going to be a second nine coming up. Way back at the 7 yard line. Here's JJ in the backfield. He's going to keep it. Go right side following blockers. JJ wrapped up at close to the 10 yard line. Not a big gain there either. And maybe picks up about four. Going to bring up about a third and five, roughly from the 12. So third and seven they're going to go with.
From the 10.
From the 10. Third and seven coming up here. Hurley looking good on defense. Taken in the backfield by himself. Going to keep it up the middle. He goes, finds a hole. JJ, he's in the clear. The 40, 50, back to the 40. Take it to the house. Touchdown, Loggers. That's a 90-yard touchdown run for the boy.
Wow.
His fourth touchdown of the game. Back him up. Call the play. Give it to number two. You ain't going to catch him. JJ, 4 rushing touchdowns and a passing, almost matching his homecoming performance. Loggers leading 52-6. And again, patiently following those blocks up the middle.
Wow.
Once he gets in the clear, it's over.
It's over, is right.
30 seconds to go here. And Loggers going for the two-point conversion. All right, here is J.J. along with Chuzzles in the backfield. Or no, is that Aaron? It is Callan Chuzzles, number 33.
You got it.
Chuzzles with the two-point conversion. That makes Mom and Dad happy over there. Callan Chuzzles. Dude, Callan Chuzzles things. I didn't know touchdowns was part of that. All right, Loggers. Having fun here tonight, 54-6. I'm having fun here tonight. And we're going to send it back here to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Yeah. How much time we got left, Grandma? Ron, welcome back. Jeff Aiken in along with Nathan Bonowitz. In Hurley, Wisconsin, the Loggers kicking off to Hurley, and the return there tackled. Nice tackle by Mark Hoagland on that kick return. 22 seconds to go here.
There is a flag on the play.
We're going to see what they call here.
Well, they're going to run the quarter out.
Well, technical difficulties. We didn't know we were on the air there, Nate, but
it happens.
The clock is still running while they figure out what this flag was.
Face mask against Phillips.
So going to move 15 yards ahead, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Are they going to call it the end of the third quarter?
They are.
Or can you not end a quarter on a first or on a flag? Might skip this rule and let them do it. They're showing fourth quarter underway here. The ball's right at the 50-yard line, so they don't have to move it. They just got to flip sides. And going the other way. All right, so it looks like that's going to be end of the quarter here, isn't it? Or do they have to run a play? Can't end a play on a flag. They're going to talk about it. We're going to stay here until we get an official decision. Hey, we want to thank all our sponsors here that they'll bring you this game here on 98Q Country. We appreciate them. And it's been a fun game. Hope you guys have enjoyed listening. Loggers entering this fourth quarter here with a 54-6 lead. The offense rolling. And boys having a lot of fun here. Coach Precourt getting a lot of his other players into the game here. Like Trayvon Crystal, and he's going to get in there. And Jamal. And seeing some of these guys loosening up, get out onto the field, and show what they can do here. Been a special night. J.J., 4 touchdowns on the ground, 1 passing. Kyle Seidenbender has been just special offensively and defensively tonight, flying over the field. You know, the whole line. You really got to say the seniors here tonight. Just being seniors, doing big-time things. Ben Vernig on the defensive side, along with his touchdown reception. And looks like the JV squad out there right now. Play a little defense. It's going to be a night for the Logger starters. I don't think they're complaining at all. And here's Hurley from the shotgun. A handoff up the middle. And getting that left side and getting the corner, making the move. Tackle from behind. Wade Vetter catches him. Jamal Crystal on that tackle as well. Nice run there from Heenan. And it's going to be a first and 10.
Heenan 25 on the play.
Charlie Heenan on that run. Gain of 25.
Want to do a shout-out to that?
Oh, wait, hold it. I can't read it. And he's going to be handoff on the right side and a tackle. I think they might have got him in the face here. And what do we got coming up tomorrow here at, or when is this? Tomorrow at Burgers Bar and Grill at 4 o'clock. Oh, is this for the rib cook-off? That's for the rib cook-off. Yeah, we were just talking about the rib cook-off tomorrow at Burgers Bar and Grill. 4 o'clock, is that when people can start eating? So 4 o'clock, they did all day the all-day cooking and whatnot, and go over there 4 o'clock. You got to get there early, though, or that stuff's going to be gone. It's really good. So go check out that at Burgers tomorrow, everybody. Don't forget about that one, the rib cook-off. And it's going to be first and goal here coming up. And patiently running, trying to get this left corner. Jamal Crystal tackles him out of bounds. A nice tackle from Jamal. And that's going to keep the clock running here.
Rose tries to take
second down coming up. Looks like maybe a no gain.
Gain of one.
Gain of one.
Second and goal.
All right, Xander Moore checking into the game here now. And coming out was Dexter Dabler. Derek Piska leading this defense out there right now. And from the shotgun, it's going to be a handoff. It's going to go right side, back up the middle, a flag on the field. Going to see a holding call likely coming up. Yeah. Going to move the ball back 10 yards. 9:48 to go in this ball game. Running clock going. The Loggers leading 54-6. Final game of the season for the Phillips Loggers. Hey, after this game, we're going to take the equipment out on the field. Go find Coach Precor out there. Nate, do we think we can do this? I think we can do it. I think we can manage it. We might set up at center field just like they do on the Focus Sports on Focus. Get an interview
over there.
Get an interview with the winner, MVP of the game. I don't think you could pick an MVP in this game. Between the blocking from the offensive line and some of the big plays from everyone, you kind of got to give it to everyone here tonight. And I think that's a final decision from me.
Yeah.
Total effort, almost another interception over there. Who was that? Oh, Mark Hoagland. It was so low to the ground on that right side. Fourth down coming up or third down coming up? Big third down coming up. It's like third and 17. And Hoagland almost had an interception. And Aaron Delasky in front of us over here, his final game of his career here. Aaron Delasky. We didn't get to see him run the ball a whole lot the last couple games, but what a special player he was. A fun player. One of the most exciting running backs you're going to see. Absolute freak. And we were blessed to be able to watch Aaron. Broke his hand a couple games ago in that Flambeau game. And, had to finish the season with a wrap on his hand. And a nice tackle there, Derek Piska. An open field tackle on Heenan. Not an easy guy to tackle in the open field. And Derek Piska really coming through in his junior season, just growing, looking like a different athlete, this year from last year. Added a lot of strength, slimmed out, got taller.
Fourth
and goal from the 21. There we go. Hey, it's an opportunity. 7:37 to go here in this ballgame. Loggers leading 54-6. Early looking to get on the board again against this junior varsity defense. They're going to throw this one high. It's dropped. And the Loggers going to get the ball back here on a change of possession here. Turnover on downs. And it's the Loggers going to have the ball here. 7 minutes to go. Not complaining about this running clock.
No.
My toes are numb.
Fingers are numb.
My lips would be too if I wasn't talking the whole time. Hot cocoa keeping me going here tonight. Or the warm cocoa. Warm cocoa. It's sold as hot cocoa up there. And here we go. It's going to be a run on this left side. Jamal Crystal. Oh, he was tripped up. Picked up a few.
Crystal.
Yes, what else we got going? Hey, October 19th, I think that's not this Sunday, but the next.
Yep.
There is a girls' basketball fundraiser at South Fork. So next Sunday, help support some of the Loggers programs. It's next Sunday. The Phillips Loggers girls are putting on a fundraiser. Have breakfast over at South Fork Tavern in Lugerville. 6:09 to go here. Loggers in the shotgun. Caden Borgen, and he was wrapped up. That was kind of that spin back play. And the Hurley North Stars were right on top of it, tackled him immediately. Caden Borgen, the freshman, he threw a two-point conversion earlier. Threw that one for his dad on his dad's birthday. Loggers stepping back up. 5 minutes, 37 seconds to go. Here's Borgen from the shotgun. And back to pass. This is what we like to see. There was just a little bit high. Oh, if he had had Trace on that one, he wants that one back.
Borgen pass.
Going to bring up,
brings up a fourth down.
Coach Precor not going to punt, probably never. And 5 minutes to go here and counting, fourth down. Let's see what the Loggers can do from their own 26-yard line.